USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. The president spending some time at his Delaware home after being on the West Coast Friday. The president making an announcement that he believes will help fight climate change.
I'm about to sign an executive order to strengthen our forests on federal lands and make them and the local economies they support more resilient in the face of wildfires.
The president directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure deal to conserve forests and plant more trees. Unseasonably warm weather is predicted in the Midwest on Saturday. Forecasters say Chicago, Cleveland, and Indianapolis all could see high temperatures at 80 degrees or higher. Detroit could hit 79 and Minneapolis could hit 71. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
As many as 60 rounds were fired Friday afternoon from an apartment in Northwest D.C. near Howard University. Two adults and a 12-year-old child were shot in the... Two adults and a 12-year-old child were shot and are in stable condition. A fourth woman was grazed by one of the sniper's bullets. Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
An attorney who represented a woman in a paternity suit against Hunter Biden says federal prosecutors subpoenaed documents in the case, including Hunter Biden's tax records. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox's Hannity financial records of the president's son Hunter Biden should be reviewed by investigators.
It could be very revealing if you have a lot of outflows from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden or vice versa. There have been reports that potentially Joe Biden paid off some Hunter Biden tax liens, that type of thing. Again, we don't know because nobody's been transparent.
Hunter Biden is under federal investigation for possible financial crimes. The president maintains he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings. Production of a new movie has been suspended after a complaint was filed against a longtime actor and comedian.
71-year-old comedian Bill Murray is in hot water. Filming for the upcoming movie, Being Mortal, was suspended after a complaint was reportedly filed against Bill for inappropriate behavior. Searchlight Pictures reviewed the circumstances and Thursday decided to completely stop production of the movie. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA playoffs continue with four games on the schedule, highlighted by the Utah Jazz hosting the Dallas Mavericks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.